Matt Rausch, Technology Editor, WWJ News Radio 950, here at the Michigan Technology Leaders 2006 Conference. I'm here now with Phil Bertolini, CIO of Oakland County. Phil, how about an update on the Wireless Oakland project? That's Oakland County's plan to blanket all 910 square miles of Oakland County with wireless internet access.
Matt, I appreciate the question and the ability to be on the show today. The pilot projects are 2 months late in starting. There were some issues that we ran into in the planning process and really the agreements that needed to be signed to make sure we had all the assets that were necessary. I can tell you that all the partners came to the table, Detroit Edison, Michtel Communications, and everybody that needed to be at that table worked very hard to make the agreement happen, and I'm happy to tell you today the agreement's done. And we're ready to begin installation of the pilot programs, and we hope to have those up by mid to late summer.
Okay, and what does this do to the timetable for the county overall? There's going to be some testing, obviously, some tweaking of the pilot sites. Tell us a little bit about the timetable for the overall county.
The timetable for the overall county is still in place. We still anticipate having the entire county done by the end of 2007. We have looked at the new technologies that are coming down the road. The WiMAX technology is almost here. Yep. And once that arrives, it will speed up the process and really lower some of the costs originally associated with the implementation.
So tell us about the difference between WiMAX and the shorter range Wi-Fi services. How is that going to be used in this project at this point, as far as you know?
Well, when we began the project, there was already a plan to migrate to the newer technologies as they came in, because WiMAX will travel farther. And it's not as impacted by trees and hills and all the things that really slow Wi-Fi down. So we're going to bring WiMAX in a bit sooner than we originally planned, and that was always the plan, to cover our rural communities with the WiMAX technology. Now the access points themselves will have both Wi-Fi and WiMAX in them, so we can run the network simultaneously.
What are you thinking will be the basic level of access under the system that will be free? And then the way I understand it, the private companies will have an opportunity to upsell beyond that free level of basic access. What kind of speed will be the basic access?
Correct, Matt. The basic service that will be free is 128K upload and download, about four times faster than the traditional dial-up speeds that we're getting today. Now, you will be able to upsell, and you know, the private sector partner, Michtel Communications, will be able to sell higher bandwidth, as well as reap benefit from the directed link advertising on the captive portal. But one thing we did make sure of is in our contract that as the for fee, the pay side goes up, the for free goes up as well as the new technology. So the bandwidth will increase on the for free side as new technologies become available.
Okay. Thank you, Phil Bertolini, CIO, Oakland County. Matt Rausch, Technology Editor, WWJ News Radio 950.